Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ahalas, Perik Zayin, a Mishnah Vav. Once again, the Isha, she Mekasha Leled. Woman is having difficulty as a baby is being born. And they realize that the mother's life is in danger. So Zok the Mishnah, they may have to do something very unpleasant, but this is what the Halacha says. We have to do everything to save the mother, even at the expense of the unborn child. Mechatchen es havlad b'me'eah. They may have to cut up the unborn baby while it's still inside her. Umetzien oisai evarim evarim. And to remove it limb by limb, to stop it from being born, and therefore saving the mother's life. Mimei shechayeah koid min lechayev. Because the mother's life comes before the life of the baby that's not born yet. Of course, the only reason we do this is because of sekanas nefashis for the mother. We have to do it to save the mother's life. Otherwise, you would not be allowed to hurt even the unborn baby. But in this case, this was the hashgacha, that we have no choice. It's either saving the live mother or saving a baby that's not born yet. You have to save the live mother at the expense of the baby. However, yotza rubai, if most of the guf of the baby or most of the head of the baby was born already, started to come out, Sakta Mishnah ain't noigimboy, then we can't physically hurt the baby anymore. Because now they're both considered alive. And she'ein doichen nefesh mipnei nefesh. You're not allowed to hurt one person to save someone else. Of course, these are very complicated halachos. There is the story of Sheva ben Bichri. What is the story of Sheva ben Bichri? After Avshalom, David's son, rebelled against him, Sheva ben Bichri was determined to keep the rebellion going. He gathered bad people around him. And he went out against David HaMelech. He wanted to kill David and to be king instead of him. But he didn't have too many people that were willing to go along with him. But he had some. Some he gave money to, some he promised kavod. David's general came with soldiers to capture Sheva ben Bichri. Sheva ben Bichri had to run away. He ran to a city named Avela to hide over there. Yoav surrounded Avela. They built a huge tower of rocks. They were going to climb that tower and from there shoot down into the city. That was to force them to open up the gates of the wall. There was a very clever woman in Avela. Her name was Serach Bas Asher. Yes, the Einikel of Yaakov Avinu. That was Zaycha, obviously, to a very, very long Arichas Yamim. That was in the Schus of the Bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave her when she told Yaakov that Yosef is alive and he's a king in Mitzrayim. She stood by the gate of the city and she called to Yaakov. She said, "Why are you over the words of the Torah? You can't start a war without first giving an opportunity for the people to make peace." Yaakov asked, "Who is this?" They said, "This is Sarah, the daughter of Asher, the Inikal of Yaakov Avinu." So Yaakov said to her, "In this city, Sheva ben Bichri is hiding. He's a Moirid b'Malchus. I want to arrest him. Give him over to me, and I will leave your city alone." They said, "How can we give over Sheva ben Bichri? Apparently he was their friend." "Well, if not, Yoav will attack the entire city. But is it mutter? We save ourselves by giving over someone else to be killed?" But Serach Bas Asher said, "Under these circumstances, where if we don't give him over, he's going to attack the entire city, it is mutter." So they grabbed Sheva ben Bichri, and they threw him over the wall into the machna of Yoav. Now maybe you remember a Mishnah in Masechtas Truma. The Mishnah says that if people come and they say, "Give us a yid, you pick which yid, if not we're going to kill all of you." They say that to 10 people. They're not allowed to pick a yid and say, "Okay, you go." However, if they come and they say, "Give us so-and-so, specifically so-and-so, if not we're going to kill all of you," then it's mutter. Although the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Makkos, and once somebody ran in the vicinity of Rabbi Shua ben Levi and the government troops surrounded the area, they said, "If you don't give him over, we're going to kill everybody." And Rabbi Shua ben Levi passed according to the halacha, being that they picked a specific person. They should try to convince him to give himself up. But Eliyahu Hanavi stopped coming to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And when he later asked him why, so Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, "How could you give over somebody?" So he answered, "But that's the halacha. If they pick a specific person, you're allowed to. If they say, 'You give us a yid, if not, we're going to kill everybody,' then you're not allowed to. So Eliyahu Navi said, but you should have done more than what the halacha says. You should have not given him over still, even though you were allowed to. The Gemara even tells us in Masechtas Makos, Maisa be'ish echad, that a lion ate someone up three parsahs away from where Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lived, and Eliyahu did not speak to him for 3 days, because he should have davened, and things like that should not happen. So, what's pshat in our Mishnah then? Our Mishnah says, once the baby reaches a certain point, you're not allowed to hurt the baby, even though the baby's endangering the mother's life. So many answer that Sheva ben Birchi was chayiv misa. He was married by Malchus. Therefore, it was mutter for them to take Sheva ben Birchi and give him over, because he was chayiv misa anyway. So you can take a look over here in the Taisus Yamtiv, who quotes the sugya from Masechta Sanhedrin. There is a sefer called Mekatshe Hashem. It was from the Weitzner Rav, Rav Meisels, who wrote various different shilas that he got when he was in the concentration camp. And one shila was where a father came to him and he said that his son, his only son, and several other children were put into a special room, and the next day the Germans did a terrible thing amongst the many terrible things that they did. They played this game. They put up like a cross and they said the children have to jump and reach the top. And if they can't reach the top, they're going to die. And a couple of kids couldn't reach the top. So they put them into a special room and they said, tomorrow morning, they're going to be shot. So one of the fathers had a diamond that he hid between the toes of his feet. And he offered it to one of the guards to save his child. The guard said, no problem. Let me just grab another kid. He said, what do you mean, grab another kid? He said, well, the Germans are going to count how many children there are here. They know how many there are. If I just let your son go, they're going to kill me. But it's not a problem. I'll just grab another kid and throw him in instead. And the father turned white as a ghost, and he came to the Weitzner Rav, and he asked, am I allowed to bribe the guard if I know he's going to take another kid? And the Weitzner Rav said, I can't answer such a shaila. I have no svarim to look it up. I have no other abunim to discuss it with. So in that case, you can't give me a heter? And the Rav said, I'm not telling you a heter, I'm not telling you an iser. So in other words, you cannot give me a heter. So I will not do it. I will not save my son if they're going to take another child. And that's what happened. He didn't save him. The Weizen Rav writes that he couldn't even look his father in the face afterwards. What can I say to him? But the father seemed very calm. He said, Avram Avinu put his son on the Akedah and he took him off. And my son was on the Akedah and I did not take him off, because I didn't have a heter to do so. May Hashem help, we should be zeichet to the Gula Shleima, and to Tchias HaMesim, that we should never, Chas V'Shalom, ever have these shailos, Lemaisa.